About 30 high school freshmen and sophomores who attended a charter school in eastern Idaho may have to repeat classes or even an entire grade next year. A state commission found their fledgling school failed to measure up. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports on what went wrong.
Odyssey Charter School opened in Idaho Falls at the beginning of the year with the promise that it would replace worksheets with a hands-on, project-based learning experience. The school says it quickly developed a loyal following. But an outside accreditation body recently found a laundry list of problems at the school, like a 70% teacher turnover rate, inadequate special ed services, and a $250,000 accounting error. The director of the Idaho Public Charter School Commission, Tamara Basinger, says even if the school does fix the problems, last year's high school courses cannot be accredited retroactively, and local school districts won't recognize most of the credits.
One district did indicate that they might consider accepting the elective credits, but not the core credits to help families out, but that decision is not finalized.
About 30 charters in Oregon have closed in the last decade, but they were mostly voluntary closures for financial reasons. The first charter school in Washington opens this fall in the Seattle area. Idaho is scheduled to decide in August whether to revoke Odyssey's charter altogether. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.